As of this morning, 92% of the Bristol Bay Red King crab has been harvested for this season. That's 7.8 million pounds of one of the premium seafood products in the world. The quota was cut 15% this year, but that's been made up for by near record prices, and what the fleet is reporting back has been a great season with high-quality crabs landed. Fish and Game says the average weight is 6.7 pounds, and that's high, and there have been no serious incidents reported this year. Earlier this week, I spoke with Tom Surian, the captain of the Bristol Mariner, as he and his crew were getting back and ready for tie-up at the Alyeska Seafoods dock in Unalaska. I asked Captain Surian first for his reaction to the season they just wrapped up.
It was quite good for all the boats in our... We have seven boats in our fleet, and everyone had much better fishing than we were anticipating based on the reduced quota, so it went well for everyone in the... We're wrapping things up as a co-op.
What makes a good season for you, even with that reduced quota? Does that mean you catch what you're looking for faster, you know, or it's good quality? Or what makes it a good season for you?
Both of those. Catch rate was high, and so we didn't spend much time. So it reduces our costs, and we've used less bait and fuel and all that. The market is quite strong, so we're getting a record price for the king crab. I believe. If not, it's real close to the record. We didn't have the crab on the boats long, so our dead loss was reduced, which is crab we lose, you know, between the time we catch it and offload, which has no value to the boat. So that's the less of that, the better. So as a co-op, as a fleet, we had, you know, quite low dead loss, so that's good. I myself didn't lose any pots, so again, you know, reduced costs. So all in all, things went remarkably well.
There were a couple of weekend storms that blew through. Were you still out there? Were you able to fish through the weather this season?
We had a really big one come through this past weekend, which fortunately we were in Dutch Harbor. So, I mean, we had gusts over 80 in town here, so it was blowing hard and big seas on the ground. So I don't think many boats were out. I think most of the fleet was in and was able to avoid that. One of the nice aspects of rationalization is it gives us the ability to stay in and miss that stuff. In an open access fishery, if it was still open, the whole fleet would have been out in that stuff. And this year, I think probably everyone, for the most part, was able to avoid that weather.
Tell me quick about the crabs that you were catching. I keep hearing that it was great quality this year. What's that mean for you? Is it size? What makes a great quality Red King crab?
The crab were big. They were in the upper 6 pound range to as much as 7 pounds per crab on average. And the shell condition was really good. We didn't see, you know, old shell crab that's marked up or barnacle ridden or anything, that's more of a marketing concern. It doesn't affect the meat quality at all. And the sections, once they processed the crab, they had good recovery, which means that the meat fill is good on the crab, so it again makes it more marketable that way, so hence the good price. So all that adds up to a good fishery for us.
Now, I think in a better year, you'd have more crab fishing to do here through the fall and the winter, but we know it's been a downturn year for several of the stocks. What is next for you, and how is that different from what you might consider to be a really productive fishing year?
Well, this year we will elect to fish pot cod in January. And, for instance, last year, because the epilio quota was fairly high and there was significant bairdi tanner crab quotas, we elected to not fish the pot cod because we had so much tanner crab and snow crab to catch. This year we're going to fish cod and then do our epilio afterwards. So this year will be quite a bit less work to do in January, February.
Are you making money? Are the crew making money? Is this going to be a pretty good year with the price, you know, minus the less opportunity out there? How do you characterize what kind of overall season this is shaping up to be?
For king crab, our quota was down about 15%, but the price will likely make up that gap because the price is higher than last year. So in terms of revenue, we'll probably do about as well as last year on red crab. Beginning of 2017 with Opelio crab and cod. Cod is a very low-value product, so there's not a lot of money in that. And the snow crab quota is down almost 50%, and the price maybe up some from last year, but it's certainly not going to be double. So our revenues, you know, on that part of our season will be down, I think, significantly.
So overall, it's just kind of a down. I mean, I think everybody that fishes knows you have good years and bad years. Is this shaping up to be somewhere down in the lower cycle for the average crab boat and its crew?
Yeah, I would say that's a fair characterization, just because we've got so little crab to catch here in this winter season.
Tom Sirian is the captain of the Bristol Mariner, which just wrapped up its Red King crab season. Captain, thanks so much for the time here, and good luck to you and the crew the rest of this winter.
Thanks for your interest.